Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Get high,
magazine.
Hype Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE-4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for chiming in this evening. This is Mocha D. You here with me, your smooth latte for the evening. I'm going to get a little downright raw and personal tonight. You know how I do it. I got a topic here. We're continuing the series of the Bin Laden little thing that's going on. It's nothing nice, nothing pretty. I have my opinion, and let me say right off the back, I'm a little different. You know, some of the things I'll be discussing tonight, all of our co-hosts and even our hosts may not agree. But I can say that Carla B. somewhat agree with me on this particular issue here. You know, she's a conspiracy theorist just like I am. So I'm going to get some whoops from her at the end of the show, I'm sure. Now, for all you out there that's the people that don't believe some of the things that I believe, I'm not here to persuade you. I just want you to think a little bit about some things. We're going to be discussing Bin Laden and what's going on, you know, with the murder of Bin Laden, if he was indeed murdered at that time. They probably killed him years ago. You know how I'm be thinking. But anyway, we're going to be talking about that. I'm going to speak on something right quick that I was reading in the news today. It's something that happened in Florenceville. Can anybody tell me what Florenceville is? They got some giants. Seriously, they got some giants. I call them giants. I'm only 4'9". So this was like 6 feet, ginger-headed colored fellas. There was three of them. They had ginger-colored hair. They're out there in Florenville, and what happened, they caught up with this guy that was just doo-doo-doo-doo, man, and it's busy. They attacked him, three tall dudes, like over 6 feet. They attacked him, started beating him with his iron bars, and then the other one of these tall dudes, slashed him with a knife on his arm. It's happening Saturday. I mean, out in Florenville. What's happening in Florenville? Giants out there attacking people. Little people like me don't need to be around that like that. But anyway, I was just tripping off that while I was, you know, going through the internet. I saw that, and I'm like, wow. And I was checking out this British woman, and she's a grandmother. This woman was, you know, shopping at the supermarket in Spain, and somebody came right up to the woman and beheaded her, just straight cut off her head. What the heck is going on? What did they say? Who's that? What's going on around here? You know what I mean? Seriously, I'm laughing in a real way, you know, on a serious side. Beheaded the grandmother. She came out the supermarket. Even if she stole something, did you have to cut her head off? Did you have to do it like that? Which brings me back to my point, the topic of the show, Bin Laden. Did they have to blast them like that? You know what I'm saying? I say, United States of America, if the man was indeed unarmed, because, you know, they lie so much. They say he was armed and they was, you know, little tactics going on and there was some firepower going back and forth. Then they say he wasn't armed, but he tried to put up a little fight. Can I get the truth? Can somebody call me with what seems to be the closest to the truth as we have gotten? Because from what my understanding is, the man was sitting back watching a video game, you know, and they blasted on him, straight blasted on him. Now they got everybody in Pakistan wanting to blast on us, push a nuclear button, you know. They got the ability. India and Pakistan have those nuclear explosions, and they are not afraid to use them. And that's why the U.S. is kissing butt so much. Can I say, Lance? Because they know they don't care nothing about death, just like Bin Laden didn't care nothing about dying. He wasn't hiding because he was scared to die. He was hiding because he wanted to complete his mission in killing the United States peoples. So they say. But I want to know really, really why he was that mad. Why is he trying to kill everybody in the United States of America? Something happened way back in Saudi Arabia. You know what I'm saying? When the United States had a couple of dealings, all the dealings and doing this, all that little scandalous stuff they were doing, something went terribly wrong. So Bin Laden moved up out of there, moved on, started establishing his own empire, you know. And they hate us. Or should I say them? Because I'm in this world and not of this world, you understand? Something went wrong with that picture. So I just ask you guys, tell me, what do you think? What do you really think? Did this man deserve to be blasted on just like that? Did he really deserve to be killed? I mean, what is this? You know, what kind of mass murder are we talking? Because we do it all day long. So they say he did the whole 911, whoop, 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 whoop. So they say he did all that. But he is still, and I know you guys don't want to hear this, but he's still a father. You know what I'm saying? He still has a family. Now, we always want people to consider the fact that we have family and we have children and all that type of stuff, and that's a beautiful thing. You know, we hope that they consider these things, but the United States didn't take any of that in consideration. I mean, and that's kind of mind-boggling because we deal with the family. The United States deal with the family. We got the son all on news. He's a fine son, too. He all on news, all dreaded up with the little jeans on, that little feminine shirt on, you know. His shirt was a little feminine with little flowers on it and stuff, but that's how they do it. And he's hurt. He wants some answers. He wants some answers because he's still the son. You know what I mean? What happened to two wrongs don't make it right? What happened to that? He wrong, now we wrong, and we got to pay for it. It's an unfortunate thing, but we got to pay for it. Think about that for a second. You guys, I'm going to take a little break right now because you know I'm a motor mouth, but I got some information for you, and I want you to hear about it. So I want you guys to listen to my boy Nas, If I Rule the World. I'm going to talk about that because the first thing I do is paint the White House black. So get a little bit of Nas. Hold on, y'all.
Fake dog, no love, you get the slug. CB4 gusto, your luck low. I didn't know till I was drunk though. You weak cats are paid out, give all the laid out. Gambino turned snitch, I got the right out. 96 ways I made out. Montana waited for FELLA. Verbal get sprayed, did the tattoo. Jump out the range, empty out the ashtray. I'm blasting Zay, making head castles, play red dot plots. Murder scenes, 32 inch I rung. Regulate with my 17 rocks, clean from one ring. Yo, let me let y'all people know one thing. It's one life, one love, so there can only be one king.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Life, I wonder, will it take me under? Smoking weed in the street without cops harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue behind the waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a place. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing. Fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time. Watch the blimp read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my
nice life, relaxing. Latino and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchanged the range. Cast, lost tribal Shabab. Free at last, brand new whips to crash. Then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew, how we do. Trees for breakfast, dime sexes have been stretches. So many years of depression make me vision the better living. Type of place to raise kids in. Opening eyes to the lives, history's told foul. But I'm as wise as the old owl. Plus the gold child, seeing things like I was controlling. Click rolling, tricking six digits on kicks and still holding. Trips to Paris, I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn tripe life to lavish. Political prisoners set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I lick Coretta Scott King, mayor the cities in reverse things to Willie's. It's down foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa.
I rule the world.
Imagine that.
I free all.
Thugs living worried, ducked down in car seats, heat's mandatory. Running from Jake, getting chased, hung up a pace. These are the breaks, many mistakes, go down out of state. Wait, I had to let it marinate, we carry weight, trying to get laced. Flip the ace stack to safe, millionaire plan to keep the gap with the cock hammer. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips, be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I rule the world and everything in it, sky's the limit, I push the 245 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or be felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
Wow, that's what's up. If I rule the world, imagine that. No, y'all won't want me to rule the world. You know what I want to do, though? I want to give you guys just a little bit of info about Bin Laden, because everybody just look at this man like some. I'm not here to defend him. Please believe and understand that, because wrong is wrong. But I'm just trying to give you a picture of who we dealing or who we were dealing with, because his name's by no means over. You do understand that. 3,000 people just got blasted on that they haven't really told the whole story about. So, I mean, this just happened. But I just want to give you a little background. This man was something else. I don't know if you guys know, the man was not just 6 feet. He was like 6'5". This was one of them giants, like one of them angels that came from hell. I mean, that came from heaven to, well, on their way to hell, came down here and started raping all these little bitty women and men. This man was a giant. But he was born in 1957, leader of a broad-based Islamic extremist movement implicated in numerous acts of terrorism, you know this part, against the United States and other Western countries. So he's been doing this a long time. But it's the son, he was the son of a wealthy Saudi family, and you know we've been dealing with their money all along. He joined the Muslim resistance in Afghanistan after the 1979 Soviet Union, the Soviet invasion of that country. That's when he joined it, okay? Following his homecoming, he became enraged. He was absolutely enraged. Remember I was saying earlier, why is he so angry with the United States? Well, this happened around that time. He became enraged at the presence of the United States troops that was in Saudi Arabia. Now, this was going on during the Persian Gulf War in 1990 and 1991. He was absolutely enraged by the United States being there then. And Grandma Grip was part of that Persian Gulf War. And through a network of like-minded Islamic soldiers, that was Al-Qaeda, they launched a series of terrorist attacks. So that's when it all started. That's when he first was pissed off at the United States. So that's when they did, after that, that's when the World Trade Center got bombed in New York, you know, in 1993. All that stuff, embassies in Kenya, in 1998, they blew that up. The U.S. warship, coal or whatever, in Yemen in 2000, they did that. A self-styled, another little incident that occurred in Yemen. That was in 2002. This man has been doing some damage for a while. And it's just amazing well, let me back it up for a minute. Back it up right quick. That's when they had started and done the jihad. It happened all around that time. In 2000, that's when they had started that, the Holy War stuff against the United States. And in 2001, a group of United States, after that, demanded Bin Laden. They demanded to expedite him from Afghanistan. They wouldn't give him up. He was sheltered by that country, you know, the Taliban. And then they began launching attacks on the Taliban and our Quaid forces, and that was the ultimate. That was the ultimate fight that was going on. And when we didn't get them at that point, that's when everything happened. But the Taliban, it got collapsed at that time, and Bin Laden associates and them, they went into hiding. So that's just a little background, so you guys can pretty much know what's going on here, because some people really don't know. I ain't mad at them, because sometimes I wish I didn't have the information in my head, man. I can kick back, sit back, and chill. But my mind, man, my mind be just moving, and I be thinking about this stuff. I'm not sitting back paranoid, but I am peeping out the window right now, because this conversation I'm having is not welcomed by many. I'm trying to be fair here, but the bottom line is we do a lot of stuff we ain't got no goddamn business doing in a lot of places that we don't have no business there. But we, the United States is so greedy. They so doggone greedy. You know how much they wanted from Saudi Arabia? They done sucked up Africa. They sucked up everything, and they're not going to stop until everybody need everything we got, and then we charge them the highest prices ever known to man to issue it out to them in drips. And that's really the bottom line. We're getting all the everything so we can give it back to them in the highest price in drips. You know, it's a cold-blooded game. It's a cold-blooded game that they're playing with our lives, because our lives, is at stake here. You know what I mean? Now, Bin Laden's dad was the doggone the business. Man had more money than Donald Trump. That's probably why he stay upset. He wants all of everything. Yeah, they call him Mr. Potty Mouth. You know what I mean? He wants to have it all. But we're talking multi-billionaires. You know, that construction empire his dad had. His children. Did you know that Bin Laden's, he was the 17th child. His daddy was, they wasn't wives, you know what I mean? But he was the 17th child of 50 children. 50 of them. Imagine 50 of them having 50 of them having 50 of them having 50. His own. And they mad. They mad. Like his son said, he said, I want some answers. I want to know what's going on immediately. And I think the United States is scared of the man, personally. I think they're a little bit intimidated by him. They need to be, because he's mad and he wants some answers, and I don't blame him. I don't blame him at all. Anyway, moving right along, I'm trying to go into some details of the background of Bin Laden so we can see the type of person we're dealing with, and seeing where his anger and everything was stemmed from, because there are many saying that he's got a whole tribe of them coming to the United States. And the sad part is, let me back that up a little bit. They're here. They're here, and they're catching them every day, and they're keeping it on the down low. They're catching them every day. The sad part is the United States is pretty much supplying them and taught them, or rather trained them, and now it comes to backfire. It goes back to the saying, you got to play your enemies close. I imagine that's where that came from. But, God dog, do you teach them every rule and every regulation of the game? You know what I'm saying? Or is that more of a challenge for the United States? I teach you everything I know. I teach you everything I know. I give you everything I got. And I dare you to use it against me? Well, welcome to the Laden family. So this, unfortunately, has backfired in the United States for letting all these people in our country and then make us suffer, struggle. Not cool. Not cool at all. I'm going to take a little commercial break right now. Got to pay some bills. And I'll be right back.
Attention, attention, all independent artists. Allow EOTM to use their expertise and create the buzz you deserve. Email them today for a free marketing analysis. marketing@queensofinternetradio.com or call 678-548-3030.
9466. That's marketing at queensofinternetradio.com. Or call 678-548-9466. Internet Matt.
That's what's up. That's what's up. EOTM is doing big things, y'all. You got to follow us all over the place. Universal stuff we talking, and I'll talk to you about that in a minute because I'm going to take a couple of calls. There's some people that's mad at me, some people that's happy to hear what I'm saying, but let me hear what you're saying. Caller, come on, please.
Hello? Hello?
What's up? Hello? Mocha D is on the line, Smooth Latte.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, my goodness.
You're goddamn right. I'm listening to you talking about my government like you're crazy.
You know, Grandma Griff, I'm glad to hear from you because this is a subject I'm sure you got a lot to say about. Let me tell you something, Grandma Griff. I did mention the fact that you were involved in
You can't tell me nothing. Slow down.
Listen, Grandma Griff, I understand that you were involved in the Gulf War. So can you tell me the role that Bin Laden played in the Gulf War for his daddy?
What? First of all, let me tell you something, you little spaceanite. You and all your conspiracy theories, I've been telling you for the longest, don't be putting my government down. You and all those people, you're losing your mind. First of all, I sent you an email earlier when you put that crap on your Facebook talking about Bin Laden and them showing pictures. What make you think we need to show y'all some pictures? If you want to see violence, go down on Crump Street down there. And then if you want to see a war, then join the goddamn military. Otherwise, shut your mouth. And there goes all them correspondents, all them people, all them liberals, some of them, they need to see pictures. What do you need to see a picture for?
Well, you
mainly
know what?
A true soldier. Shut your mouth. Let me talk.
Yes,
you ask me a question. A true soldier is a peaceful person. Contrary to all that shit you hear, all that stuff you hear about people joining military, people going killing for, those kind of people don't need to be in the military. Those kind of people that want to join the military because they want to kill, that's not a soldier.
That's all they teach you in the military is how to kill.
Listen.
You sleep with your weapon. No. You sleep with your weapon.
Yes.
And you make love to your weapon. Your weapon is they don't teach you your weapon is your friend. They teach you the men that they weapon is they woman, and they teach the woman they weapon is they man. That's it.
Listen. I heard you. You do sleep with your weapon. You do learn how to kill. You do learn how to protect. Okay. But I'm talking about a true soldier, a true warrior, a person that is an infantryman or an MP or an American or a German or a Russian.
At least Bin Laden and them is teaching their soldiers about God. It might be a different God, but the United States military don't even discuss God.
That's not true.
God.
They do teach about we teach about God all the time. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
it's
right.
If you shut your mouth and listen, it's an individual thing. Individuals that are in the military, whether they're in the military, whether they're a policeman, whether they're a puppet, a king, a tut, whoever they are, no matter who they are, if a person is in charge of making decisions on people's lives or people's welfare or speaking in for other people, and they believe that someone should show blowed up faces, dead bodies, talk about, gloat about, those people are crazy. No, they don't need to be in the military. And that's wait a minute. That's only, I used to say it's 1%, but that's a good 15% of the people in the military now are retarded. And they going to
why
hell.
Did they show, how do you justify them showing Hussein's face all bashed in and blowed up? They had a great kick out of that.
Those are the individuals that I'm talking about.
That was your
true
president. Your president approved that picture,
that was,
Grandma Griff.
Okay, it was Bush, okay. That was when
and
Bush was
Obama
president.
Obama is following the Bush Administration Act. He's doing everything that Bush started off to do. Obama ain't the one that said, let's go get Bin Laden. Obama is doing what Bush told him to do.
First of all, Bush ain't told him to go and do shit, okay?
Intelligence.
You're in
denial.
Listen, civilian, you don't know what you're talking about, okay?
You're in
decision. I'm not in denial. I'm in the military right now. My unit was
and
over there during
and
the
time. That's why I
okay?
don't expect so. Hey, we don't. In other words, yeah. Mocha D, really quickly, this is Carla D interjecting. I just wanted to let you know that you have some folks in the chat room that are posing certain questions, and I just wanted to
jump on
really quickly and present
Please
some
do,
things.
Please do, grab my grip. Listen, Carla B, Grandma Grip is C now. They need to kick her out of the military.
Okay. But this is what some of the people in the chat room are presenting. This one gentleman, you mentioned something earlier today in regards to Bin Laden's son. And a person in the chat room, he said, do you really believe that that was his son? Did you actually listen to that man's voice who was talking? Because he sounded like he was from Somalia.
Bin Laden's son did not walk the walk that his dad walked. Actually, he was the only member of the family that would actually argue with his dad. Okay, he's got some education. He's moved on to do things.
Bin Laden's got education. That's not true.
No,
people
what I'm saying is,
their,
no,
Bin kids
Laden's
don't disrespect
son,
their parents.
I muted him out. Can you mute her out? Bin Laden's son, he was one of the only sons that was against what Bin Laden was doing. He was the only one that used to argue with what Bin Laden was doing. He communicates with Americans. So it has nothing to do with his voice, his dialect,
okay.
of his speaking and all that. It has nothing to do with that. He's went his separate direction. You know what I mean? So when you're
okay.
in different
okay.
areas of the world, you probably maybe he spent time in another country, whereas he picked up that dialect. You know what I mean? The bottom
okay.
line is, he's fine. That's the bottom line.
He's fine
young man.
Okay, another thing I want to present, and this is just coming from some of the things that I researched, you don't mind me sharing, but I know you talked in the beginning of your segment in regards to Bin Laden being alive or dead and how you say I don't know what your opinion is on that, but I just wanted to interject and say as far as that is concerned, you know my argument, and I'm a conspiracy theorist like yourself, as you said at the beginning, at the top of your show, the lack of the photos or video evidence plus some inconsistencies in the accounts of the raid, and, you know, it just suggests that something's not amiss with that picture as far as him being, him dying just recently. It is also, as a lot of people, and you mentioned also before, that, you know, being highly suspicious that Bin Laden was immediately buried at sea. I just want to say really quick that then.
I tell you, like the comedian said, as if our waters haven't went through enough with the oils and with all this other stuff going on, well, now we got to swim with Bin Laden. I'm not excited about that, but I'm going to tell you something on a serious note. I'm not against the president not showing the face, and I agree with you, Grandma Grip, really. I'm not against
Would
the president
like
not
to,
showing the face, but
we
did need some evidence. We deserve some evidence that he's dead, other than they were, because they were don't mean S-H-I-T to me. We need some kind of evidence. Grandma Grip, what do you think they can do for us? Because they ain't done it yet to prove to they ain't done nothing to prove to me that they're the ones that killed him. I'm not saying that he's dead, but I am saying I don't think the United States just killed him.
But let me
answer the caller's question first. Well, I wasn't even done with my response, question. But go ahead, Grandma Grip.
I want to ask you your question about the timing and him being dead. First, I'm gonna put this out there, and it's totally common sense and totally true. First of all, our military, we've been looking at this. Our government.
What's common sense to you may not be common sense to everybody else. Just want
I won't use the word common sense. It's the sensible thing that is done. Okay. First of all, just like they said, a little small special forces operation went in there. Blah 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 blah. Okay. The timing of this and timing of that. This has been going on and been planned for over a year. Ever since that our government found out where he was. Now. Basically, the government couldn't tell Pakistan, and they weren't going to tell anybody, just like you heard, what they were doing, okay? There's no conspiracy about that. There's nothing wrong
everybody,
with that.
We know since 9/11 that they've been searching for Bin Laden. Only thing I'm saying in regards to, and I'll be done after this, Mocha, the only thing I'm saying in regards to the body, the thing is that you said I want to show a body, but they showed Saddam Hussein's body.
That was two different
regimes.
Yeah,
they showed him and
that
his
Bush
brother and his son. Well,
okay,
yeah,
I'm
just saying, he's going to justify it. That's the bottom line. Grandma, thank you very much. That
Let me ask her a question. During Saddam Hussein, okay, when they captured Hussein's whole country was against them. And they wanted to see it, and wow, and like I say, people want to see stuff like that. I sick, okay? They think they want to see stuff like that. They think they want to kill people. They're the same people who think they still see Elvis Presley. But back to what
you
said about
just like. You're in the military, so you're going to say that. And, again, I'll say this. It is very odd that no pictures or evidence of any kind have been released. Releasing any pictures will provoke an anti-U.S. reaction and increase the likelihood of reprisal, terrorist acts. But it's already happening.
The last thing about the showing the pictures is I'm gonna say this, and y'all, you can move on because people gonna keep saying it. Okay, even just like the president said, if they show, nobody's even gonna believe it. Shoot, people still think they see Tupac. People still think they see Elvis Presley, and people still they gonna say, oh no, he not dead. I saw him on the mountain. But the bottom line is, we have soldiers and we have other individuals that want to use him as a martyr. So. By saying that, they want to, just like we look at the cross, okay? We have the picture of Jesus, allegedly Jesus, on the cross, blah, 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 okay? Don't go into no theories about that, y'all. I'm just using that for example. Now, some third world countries and some individuals in this country, they will use that as a symbol of what the United States, how they did them, how they killed them. Look what they did, okay? And they will mock it and use it as a martyr, and some individuals will use it to do things and incite riots here in the States, and while our soldiers are still over there in the goddamn country. So that's why they don't want to do it. But just like I said, a true soldier, somebody who has to kill somebody for a living or to protect your natural life, like the police in your neighborhood, like your husbands and your boyfriends, if they have to protect your life, that's nothing that they want to gloat and brag about. Now, some people do, and they're going straight to hell. And those people in Washington, D.C., and those news people, anybody who's saying, well, we need to see this, let's show the public, woo, 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 oh, that was great, oh, yeah, we shot them down. Those people are hellbound, and anybody around them are going to hell, too. And I hate to say it, and I'm sorry, but that's going to happen.
Grab my grip. I listen very intensely. And I bit a hole in my lip, and my lip is bleeding. Let me tell you something. I know you like that blood. You want to taste that blood. But listen, what I'm trying to tell you, I don't expect you to say anything logical, or the military, or your president, or your anybody in that field, because I understand that insanity has no logic. So I don't expect for you to say anything that would make sense to me, period.
You're not making sense. I just said those individuals that feel a certain way. Okay, we'll go a certain way.
I don't care what you're saying.
And those individuals, you can sidetrack.
I'm one-sided.
I've said negative things about the military, if it's negative.
And you,
I just said it.
Yeah, and that's
and if
because
it's positive,
you're confused.
I'm just positive.
Let me tell you something. Why don't
you're
you pick
no
a
sense.
Side, Grandma Grip? Pick a side.
I don't have to pick a side. Look, little hooker. I ain't got to pick no side. If they're wrong, I'm going to speak about them being wrong. If they're right, I'm going to speak about them being right. There are some right people. Hey, little lady.
This is my show.
Okay.
Somebody better let
okay,
Grandma Grip know.
Yeah. it's your show, but I'm going to tell you something. There's some wrong people in your neighborhood, and there's some right people in your neighborhood. It's that simple. It's some right people in the government. It's some wrong people in the government.
Grandma Grip, here's the thing. Now, you know I kid around with you. I got a lot of respect for you.
I ain't kidding with you tonight. I'm coming out there with you. Go ahead.
But that's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm serious about what I'm saying right now.
Grandma Grip,
here's the thing. You said that you're double standard and you're flipping and flopping back and forth over the fence.
God,
I'm
going to
tell you like the word
standard.
Says, either you're hot or you're cold, Grandma Grip. Either you're hot or you're cold.
You can't be. You can't be either hot or cold. Let's take a question today
and hate him tomorrow. The bottom line is, I want to listen to Marvin Gaye. What's going on? Do you remember that, Grip My Grip? Do you remember that? Play it for me.
Who are you talking about?
Mother, there's too many of you to cry. Brother, there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and tears here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh,
what's going on? You know, I love Grandma Grip, and, you know, she's got some great, great information. She's part of the military, like she said. You know, I'm prior service, and I got the heck up out of there. Actually, maybe I shouldn't say this on the air, but I hit my drill sergeant in the head with a M16A1. Just
Help! Carla B, you still with me?
Kaylee.
Too much. Yeah, I get myself in trouble talking too much. I'm on the chat room. I'm looking in the chat room and looking at some of these statements, and you guys saying a lot of stuff, and I'm loving it. You know what I mean? I'm loving it. And I want you guys to know that I'm sorry if some of you guys feel that I'm saying something that's out of the way. And for those of you who do understand, because I'm getting a lot of stuff inboxed to me, and for those of you who understand, I'd like for you to call in if you like and speak on it, because
right.
It is what it is. It is what it is. Right, Carla B?
You know, yes, ma'am. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you very well, loud and clear.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to, you know, I love Grandma Grip to death, but one thing I have to say in her regards is that she is still in the military and she is still being brainwashed. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Well, good thing. Yeah, definitely. But it's just really crazy. And just to let the people know really quickly, that they can always visit EOTMradio.com and subscribe to receive alerts to future shows, because we have a slew of different radio personalities on the network and that are just waiting for you to listen to them. So make sure before you exit our radio page tonight that you subscribe to receive alerts to future shows.
That's right. Yeah, it's you know, it's crucial that people really pay attention to what's going on, you know, in the news and stuff. You know, I don't particularly listen to, or rather watch CNN as much as I watch the other news, because CNN is, they don't really deal too much with black folks, you know what I mean? But hey, that's just me and how I think. And they don't, I think CNN pretty much like H&R Block. That's how I look at CNN, like H&R Block. You know, they just directly affiliated with the IRS, like CNN directly affiliated with the government, and they pretty much say what they tell them to say and do what they tell them to do. That's just me. So, hey.
I think, you know, you don't like CNN, and I don't like Fox News. I feel like Fox News is more so what you're trying to say. But, you know, and I just want to put out that it's your show, and but of course, the thoughts and opinions of Mocha D or myself, Carla B, does not reflect the thoughts and beliefs of the EOTM Radio Network. Just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah. That's great you said that, because I'm finna say some serious stuff on you. No, I'm just kidding. You know what, Carla B? You know, we're gonna have to maybe take a trip. What do you think about taking a trip, like, out of the country for a minute? You know what I mean? I mean, just taking a trip and go check some things out, so the next time we get on this subject, you know, we can really have a one-on-one. I hope we make it back. But what do you think about taking a trip? You know, people are really donating a lot, you know, to what we're doing. They really respect and appreciate what we're doing. We give so many opportunities to so many people.
Take
you know what I mean?
Speaking of, you know, the fundraiser, we did just launch a fundraiser, mm-hmm. and there's actually a link. I'll put a link in our chat room, but definitely it's our second annual fundraiser for the EOTM TV and radio and media and all that good stuff. So if you believe in what we do, if you've been with us for the past 4 years, then definitely you want to support us or actually become a sponsor or an advertiser. Just want to put that out there. Thank you. Thanks for reminding me about that, Mocha D.
No problem. You know, I'm just trying to see the relationship here with Obama and Osama, and I'm not implying that Obama is directly related or whatever, but there's a lot of similarities. They both attended Islamic schools. They both want us to leave Iraq because they both want that. They both names sound real familiar. They both want a Democrat in the White House in 2008. They wanted that. You know, I'm just trying to figure out what's really going on. Do you think that there's some kind of relation with these? I mean, they say he's not an American. I mean, he really wasn't born in the United States. A lot of people say that, you know, there's something going on. What do you think? You think I'm tripping? Am I too deep in the theory here, the conspiracy theory
okay,
here?
Okay, what was the question again, Mocha D?
Do you think that there's a different type of relationship, maybe even a blood relationship with Obama and Osama?
No, I don't agree with that. I don't necessarily think that at all. Yeah,
so,
that's just me. I don't.
Okay, but you do understand that he, what do you think? Man, I have to be careful what I say. Do you think he was born in the United States?
I we saw his birth certificate, even though some people say things could be fabricated. But I believe that he was born in Hawaii, just like his birth certificate states. I'm not necessarily, partial to everything that Obama does. I believe that, what happened recently when they announced that, when he announced that Osama was killed, I felt that it was, things were happening according to his plan, or not necessarily his plan, but the administration's plan. So, I don't necessarily believe a lot of the things that, that are leaked out to the media, that are leaked out to, the people, the regular folks. So, but I don't necessarily directly.
Do you think that they should have killed him?
In my opinion, I believe that he was dead back in 2001.
Hypothetically, if you want
to ask me that question, do I think that they should have killed him? Yes, I do. I think that he was the number one most wanted on the terrorist list, and if he did all this stuff that that the government says that he did, then of course, he should be, killed.
I'm just curious if something, because I'm asking questions because my inbox. That's why I'm asking these questions. I guess a lot of people, honestly, from what I'm reading, a lot of people honestly do not want to be on the air behind this subject. Folks is terrified.
My semester is going up as well, so I definitely agree. But, and a lot of times people don't want to be on air with conspiracy theorists. But
yeah,
it is what it is. And I'll say this to the conspiracy theorist stance. I'm going to say that if something happens, a big travesty with the world, you better find your closest conspiracy theorist, because they're the one that's going to have an underground bunker. That's all I'm saying.
Listen, I have to give, my skirt off to Grandma Grip now. Because she is bold enough and old enough to know some things and speak out. So she's actually just inboxed me, and she's on. Oh, my goodness. I was about to let you in.
Listen
yes.
to me. First, let me, you two girls are trying to be crazy. Now, first of all, you better not kill me out. If you kill me out one more time, just like you're talking about, y'all getting ready to go take a trip, I swear to God you won't make it back. I'm telling you.
You just answered my next question.
Yeah.
Come on.
Can I ask you a question, please?
If you don't let me say this, we're going to mute you out the show. I want to know how come United States, with all they had technology, and you already know they could look through any building that we in right now, why are they acting like they couldn't find this man? What was that game all about?
Listen, please. First of all, they couldn't find him, they could not find him. It don't matter if they got a satellite dish in every part of your neighborhood. If they don't know where you are, no matter what kind of intelligence, they don't know where you are. They have to gather intelligence. I'll give you another one. In the projects. Remember them big project buildings y'all used to live in? Black folks used to go up in there and had, no matter who tell the police, where they at, if a person don't want to be found on the 17th floor, you ain't going to find them on the 17th floor. You might have to nuke the whole thing. Now, what they could have did, what some people were saying, well, if you thought he was in the cave, nuke the cave. You thought he was in the village, nuke the village. You can't do that. They did not want to do it like that. And they did it the way it should have been done. And as far as y'all talking about had he been killed, hey, if it was self-defense, he should have been killed. If they had no choice, the man said he wouldn't be taken alive. He just got killed. He didn't get killed back in 2000, no other year. The man just died. They weren't just keeping his name alive to keep terrorism going. Again, some people, this is a moneymaker. Some people like this terrorism crap, okay?
Cool.
Just like when I first got out, I was a contractor. They paid me good money as a contractor, okay? But I can't see all our government money going up and down the drain, up and down. I see it being wasted. You pay a soldier to join the Army and raise his Army Navy, Air Force or the Marines, raise his hand. He go overseas, get shot at for $30,000-$40,000. But the contractor's over there making $240,000.
We don't care about the money.
That's where
that's
a bunch of I'm telling you,
money.
It's a money thing. It's still a money thing.
But
the government was not, listen, everybody in the government was not trying to keep his name alive just to be making money. But I'm saying there are those prospects, those individuals who was keeping things going, and there was those prospects who was trying to end things. But when you bumping heads, there's only so much you could do. Yeah, there's criminals in the government. There's just like lawyers, okay? There's you got your good lawyers and you got your bad lawyers. You got your good crooks, your bad crooks. So you have to look at it on more than one level playing young women and people that's listening. You can't blame Matt and your other conspiracy theory about, you know, all these disasters. You can't keep blaming. I mean, you read the Bible. It has nothing to do with man. It had nothing to do with man. I'm not saying that they're not experimenting out there in the Bermuda Triangle. I'm not saying that global warming had nothing to do with it. But it purposely wiping out the people in New Orleans? No, that was an Army Corps of Engineers mistake. They thought they had this done. They thought they had that done. I know. I worked with them. And anybody from the 2145th know I was right there.
Grandma Grip, I'm proud of you. Listen, get your purple heart in the end of the show. But listen, and Bin Laden, let me talk about Bin Laden's son, the one that's crowned Prince of Terror, that he's missing. Do you know where he is?
No, I do not know where he is.
You think that
happened? You know where your ex-husband is?
Yes, you slept with him twice, and which is why he's my
ex-husband. Slept with your ex-husband with his bad back. Neither one of them.
You would know he got a bad back, my point is all. But listen, seriously, what do you think, Carla B., what do you think about the wives that they've captured, you know, Bin Laden's wives, they're saying that they are one of the biggest threats, as big as a threat as Bin Laden was. They're saying they're one of the biggest threats right now.
Did you hear that, Carla B.?
Yeah, but they're some of the most dangerous women right now, the most dangerous women in America. See, to get them up out of there. You know what? This reminds me of a movie that I seen years ago. I know you remember that movie, Grandpa Grip. Check it out. When they had captured the prisoners and everything, the prisoners from over in that doggone Saudi Arabia, whatever, they had brought them to the prisons out here, and they threw those doggone tire trappers across the road, blew the bus up and all that type of stuff. Grandma Grip, I think you was in that movie. And basically, when you get some of their people, they coming for them. So I think personally that we should release any and everybody back to their country. Let them do what they do. The United States needs to mind their goddamn business. Okay.
That is our business. That is our business.
We make things our business. They make things their business. So I should put it that way.
Look, I thought you was a Christian.
What they got to do with it?
How would you like to live in a country and
they
tell you that you can't be a Christian? How would you like to live somewhere and they tell you you cannot be a Christian?
Sweetheart, listen. Do you understand how many people God sent? Listen, do you know how many people God sent to war?
Yes.
Oh, God, only thing God did was have war. God was the OG gangster. Are you kidding me? I will slit your throat in the name of Jesus. He sent so many people to war. Please, in Jesus' name.
Why?
What?
Why?
Because they were anti-God.
Okay, so why are we at war now?
Because they are anti-God.
Okay, so we are supposed to be there. I am my brother.
No, Grandma Grip, you asked me why are we there. I said because the United States is pretty much anti-God.
No, we're not.
Why the heck you think they're trying to take God out of everything, Grandma Grip?
They are not. That is 2%. Those are individuals.
Grandma Grip,
they're not trying to I mean, church and state has always been separated, but they're not trying to take it out of the schools. There are some people.
It's already out of the schools.
It's not out of all schools.
The public schools, most of them in the United States.
Right. It's not out of all. I'm just saying, that's only a few people because they fight.
Group, you need a vacation, sweetheart. You need a vacation.
It's
because
not out of all schools.
Let me just say this. I want to say you got five minutes left. That's all. Okay, shut up, Grandma. I know, I didn't hear what she said. She said I got five minutes left to the show. My kids go to one of the finest schools in the Etowah School District, and you guys don't try to find me, okay? Listen, they go to one of the finest schools in Etowah School District, and they cannot speak on the Bible. But yet there's Muslims that go to that school, to go to their school, that can speak about the Bible and pull out the Quran. Now tell me, what's that all about?
Your school policies is screwed up.
Whatever. Grandma Grip, listen, this is all I got to say. I'm going to go on and take my 5 minutes, and we're going to listen to a little bit of something. Let's listen to Lupe, what's his name? Carla B. Find Lupe
Fiasco.
She played a Star Spangled Banner.
Grandma Grip, peace. I'm prior service, and I already know you niggas is crazy. Deuces, get off my show.
Lay.
Kane is in the building.
Yeah. Alright, already the show goes on all night. Every morning we dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they would see the thunder? Up, I just laugh, put my kicks up on they desk, unaffected by they threats, then get busy on they ass. See, that's how that shutdown made me, that's how my daddy raised me. That glycerin may not be gold, don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Go on and put your hands up, when times is hard, you stand up. L.U.P. the man, cause the brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban us, they'll never slow my plans up. There. Three in the air for the kids in the ghetto. Four for the kids that don't wanna be there. None for the niggas trying to hold them back. Five in the air for the teachers not scared to tell those kids that's living in the ghetto that the niggas holding back, that the world is theirs. Yeah, yeah, the world is yours. I was once that little boy, terrified of the world. Now I'm on a world tour. I will give up everything, even start a world war for these ghetto girls and boys I'm rapping around the world for. Africa to New York, Haiti then I detour. Oakland out to Oakland, got the strip to Detroit. They hip hop only destroy. Tell them, look at me, boy. I hope your son don't have a gun and never be a D-boy. What you into, no matter what you see, when you look outside your window, brown grass or green grass, picket fence or barbed wire, never ever put them down, you just lift your arms higher, raise them to your arms higher, let them know you dare, that you struggling, surviving, that you gon' persevere, yeah, ain't nobody leaving, nobody going home, even if they turn the lights down, the show is going on, alright.
entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.